Carrie Nick and Contessa Berlin were hauled into court by a state trooper Thursday morning. Nick had been picked up by DPD at 4 a.m. and held in protective custody. Her blood alcohol was 0.076 by 9 a.m. when the jail released her. The court clerk tracked down Berlin in HUD housing and brought her to court. She blew a 0.229. Judge Gregory Heath tossed both women off the jury and held each in civil contempt. He said they would be fined the costs of their airfare, hotel room, and food costs, estimated to be a couple $1,000s, and both were sent back to their home village of Togiak. The trial has been underway since Monday, August 21st. Originally, 15 jurors were seated to provide alternates, but one man was dismissed just hours into the first day for falling asleep. With Nick and Berlin both dismissed, Judge Heath told the remaining 12 that the trial depended on each of them to show up and stay out of any further trouble. At least one other juror was running late Thursday, and it took a state trooper knocking on the door of another earlier in the trial to get him back from the village. The trial is expected to continue after the holiday weekend. On Thursday morning, the attorney for the city of Dillingham called former DPD officer Ramon Golden to the stand, asking him to account for the attempt to coax Knutson out of the water or save him as he swam away. Attorneys for the estate of Fred Knutson have argued the police and other responders did not do enough to prevent Knutson, who was heavily intoxicated, from drowning in the harbor late on that August night 5 years ago. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.